Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Becker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Whit Wyatt. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ostermüller, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Becker and Hale drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. Mills scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Becker and he is safe. McNair steals second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Ostermüller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller bunts towards the mound. Wyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Desautels moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer bunts in front of the plate. Becker fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels scores. Mills moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Mills scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. McNair reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Becker and he is safe. McNair steals third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Becker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Chapman out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Soltis moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soltis scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oster Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostermueller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Johnny Markham now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Hale reaches second base with a double. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mills hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Mills reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Mills scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.